Welcome to Career Homemakers. This show is a practical guide to a productive, creative, and fulfilling career in the home. This is your host, Kim. Today, we're discussing pre-holiday jitters. Are you ready for the mass amounts of activities that accompany the holiday season? Yeah, I'm not either. Let's talk about what we can do this week to prepare ourselves. This is going to be a good one. Pre-holiday jitters refers to a feeling of nervousness, anxiety, or restlessness that occurs in the days leading up to a holiday, often caused by the stress of planning, preparing, and the anticipation of the upcoming festivities, which can manifest as difficulty concentrating, irritability, and physical symptoms like stomach upset, insomnia. Essentially, it is the holiday anxiety you experience before the actual holiday arrives. What are the causes? The pressure to plan perfect celebrations, manage finances, travel arrangements, family dynamics, and the general change in routine can contribute to pre-holiday jitters. Symptoms may include difficulty sleeping, feeling overwhelmed, irritability, restlessness, stomach upset, and difficulty concentrating. Management strategies. To manage pre-holiday jitters, consider making lists, prioritizing tasks, setting realistic expectations, getting adequate rest, and taking time for self-care. For homemakers, we are often the tour guide, chauffeur, event planner, purchaser, cleaner, for this month and a half spread of activities for your immediate family, and when you host, for your extended family and friends too. It is a lot of pressure and preparation. When I think about the approaching, I liken it to floating in the water, and the day is nice, and I'm enjoying the sunshine. I live in California. But when the week of Thanksgiving starts, I hold my breath and go underwater until it is over. Under the water has its own beauty and delight. It's all-encompassing. There are beautiful sea creatures. There are dangers too. Sharks and jellyfish and stingrays and such. Just like under the sea is different than above water, so too is the holiday season is different than any other part of the year. It looks different and feels different. So why do I liken it to being under the sea? Well, first of all, I went to the beach yesterday with a friend, so its beauties and delights are fresh in my mind. But the real reason is that our normal life is on hold while we celebrate, vacation, and be with family and friends. And this affects career homemakers because family members are together more and there is so much more to accomplish. So, since you are going to be distracted for a while, here's a few things to think about before the holiday season starts. Number one, write down what you are doing now, like any goals that are going well, that you don't want to forget to get back to after the holidays are over. This can be a list, or it also can be a letter to yourself. If it is a letter, you can congratulate yourself for making it through another holiday season. Then write an end now part to tell yourself what you want yourself to continue to work on. Or it could be the beginning of your goals you have been contemplating doing at the beginning of the year. I know I already have a few goals rattling around in my head, but I need to put it on paper. A good time to open your letter would be the first day back to school for your kids and work for your husband. Number two, this week. Yes, this week, do something for yourself that has nothing to do with the holidays. For example, I went to the beach with a friend and had lunch out on the pier. I took a walk. We took fun pictures and enjoyed the beauty of the ocean, our friendship, and yummy food we didn't have to prepare. It was a treat, and I don't do that often. She's the friend I share my goals with, and vice versa. We listen and encourage one another. So we talk about our goals and what went on this year. But whatever you do, maybe it's going to be a walk in the park or woods or ocean, etc., or out to lunch with a friend. Do something to enjoy life before the rush begins. Number three, talk with your family. What events, crafts, foods, activities, books, relatives, and even the type of gifts they would like this year. Then do those. You don't have to do everything every year. You may find out no one likes one of those things you regularly do. Kids grow out of activities too. Remember that. If you have a different budget this year, discuss that. You may want to say everyone gets to pick one thing they really look forward to and make a Christmas priority list, then do those things. Number four, make hard choices. You may need to make hard choices and inform the family of them. It's okay to opt out of other people's events, gatherings, or expectations. Do what is right for your immediate family. You are their wife and their mother, so do what is right for your family. Deep down, we know this, but I'm giving you permission to say no and to not be a people pleaser. The people you live with now will not always be living with you. The dynamics of a family changes throughout the years. I know this. I only have one child at home now, and she's a teen, and soon she will be off doing her own thing. Number five, connect with your husband. Use time now to connect with your husband and plan a way to show each other love during the holidays. Gifts are a seasonal way of showing love, but in our family, we value time. Time alone is still a precious gift, and it's free. Well, unless you have to hire a babysitter, but there are free solutions for that too. You will make it. You will get to the other side of the holidays. Remember to spend time each day with your Savior. Talk to Him about the day. Bring the activities before Him and stay a little longer in His peace till you have peace too. Then bring that peace to your family. Remember, Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Let's pray. Jesus, I pray for the homemakers listening to this podcast. Bless them this week. Help them be thoughtful. Make a plan on the other side of the holidays. Do something this week that'll give her a break and to fill up herself again so she's fresh next week. Help her have a plan for her holiday and only include what her family will enjoy. Help her and her husband make hard choices and stick to them. And I pray she and her husband will set aside time to love one another. Give their family grace during this busy time. Be their peace, their Prince of Peace, first with thanksgiving, then the gift of our Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to let you know the podcast schedule through the holidays so you know when to expect a new episode. We are skipping Thanksgiving week and the next, but we will have an episode December 10th and December 17th. And then we will be back on the 7th of January for a new season of Career Homemakers, which will focus on the healthy homemaker. I'm excited about focusing on being healthy, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Women, we need our health to effectively do our jobs, our careers as homemakers. So let's go over biblical principles as well as practical ways to be healthy. It's going to be a good run of podcasts. I can't wait. Also, check out my book, The Career Homemaker. The link will be in the show notes. Have a productive, creative, and fulfilling week.